the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa la tafdahni bi khafi ma tala'ta alayhi min sirri. ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي.
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam states, وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِي مِنْ سُوءِ فِئْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِي. O Allah, I ask you not to hasten me to punishment for what I have done in private, my evil acts in secrecy and my misdeeds, وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِي, my continuous negligence and my ignorance, وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِي وَغَفْلَتِي, my manifold passions and my forgetfulness. We said earlier that the Almighty Allah does not hasten the people to punishment, because in that case, not a single being would have remained on earth if he hastened the people to punishment. But he does not do so due to his mercy. But sometimes the people of some nations insist on their misbehaviors, on their sins, so that the Almighty Allah's punishment arrives, although it can be removed by repentance and reforming the faults and by beseeching to Him. And this is exactly what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to tell us. But sometimes when His punishment arrives, no one has the power to return it, because the people have not repented, they haven't reformed their faults, and they have not gathered together to beseech Him. So their hearts transform, and this is in reality part of Almighty Allah's punishment. And this was depicted in the appearance of the disobedient Israelite people, whose sinners were addressed by Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ, and we said to them, be as apes, despised and hated.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you. and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Moving on with this part of the supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِي. I ask you not to hasten me to punishment for what I have done in my private. And he continues to mention four evil doings. سُوءِ فِعْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِي. My evil acts in secrecy, my misdeeds, وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِي, my continuous negligence and my ignorance, وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِي, my manifold passions, وَغَفْلَتِي, and my forgetfulness. So, at first, it is dissipation we are going to discuss. سُوءِ فِعْلْ وَإِسَاءَ. By dissipation, it is meant negligence in worshipping and in obeying Allah, or the so-called disobedience, as well as in serving his servants and doing good. The divine teachings have warned always the people against dissipation, considering it as an extreme harm that prevents the servants from benefiting the divine blessings. For example, we have it in our traditions that التفريطُ مُصِيبَةُ الْقَادِرِ. Dissipation is the competent person's disaster, or ثَمَرَةُ التَّفْرِيطِ النَّدَامَ. The result of dissipation is regretfulness. Or elsewhere we read, مَنْ فَرَّطَ تَوَرَّطَ. The one who dissipates would severely get into troubles. In this case, what we need to consider is that paradise will be the fate of the forerunners. And as our traditions suggest, النَّارُ غَايَةُ الْمُفَرِّطِينَ. The inferno is the destiny of dissipators. And by dissipation, we said that it means total negligence in worshipping and obeying Almighty Allah. So, if the servant is negligent of this aspect of servitude, certainly he will be led astray by others, or he himself will be trying to mislead others. And we are not just talking about negligence in worshipping the Almighty Allah, because true worshipping also means serving the other servants of the Almighty Allah and doing good to them, to their own families, relatives, and parents. Brothers and sisters, we will talk about the other parts of this supplication of Kumail, God willing, in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.